Bibles to Matthew chapter 22. Got an interesting topic that we're going to bring to you today. Trust that it will be a blessing to you as we prepare to continue in our celebration. Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 4, and verses 8 through 14. Everybody there, say amen. If you're not there, say hold up. All right, I heard a hold up. Again, we welcome you to come out on Sundays at 9 for our Sunday school, having a great time and studying God's Word. Matthew 22. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, "The kingdom of heaven is compared to a certain king which held a marriage feast for his son and sent out his servants to call those that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come." Verse 8, "Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding is prepared, but those who were invited were not worthy. You go, therefore, into the highways, and as many as you shall find, invite to the marriage feast.' So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found," look at this, "both bad and good." I'm glad I'm in there somewhere. "And the wedding was furnished with guests. When the king came in to see the guest, he saw there a man which did not have on a wedding garment. And he said to him, 'How did you get in here without having a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, 'Bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.'" Before you take your seats, look at somebody and ask them, "Will you be ready?" Look at somebody else and ask them, "Will you be ready?" Amen. God bless you. Lord, we want to thank you for blessing us to be here in this service at this time. We're praying that you would speak to our hearts and help us to embrace the truth, and that your truth would set us free. Lord, we love you and we thank you for all of the kind things that you've done in leading this nation and blessing us. Now I pray that we would heed your word and that we would take it in. Sanctify us in thy truth and bless us, Lord, that we might hear and do what you've said. In Jesus' strong name we pray, amen. You know, as we study God's word and as we celebrate the many things that we have, we find out that preparation is a necessary part, not only in this life, but also in the life to come. You've got to be prepared. Being prepared doesn't mean that you can continue to do what you want. Being prepared means that you might have to change. Let me give you an example. If we want to be prepared for winter, you're probably going to need some good shoes, an overcoat, probably going to need a hat or some type of covering. Why? Because winter does not care if you're not prepared. It's coming anyway. So if you're dressed in the summer attire, shorts and all of these things that people normally wear to a cookout, then winter is going to surprise you because you're not prepared. You've got to be ready. You've got to be ready. And one of the key things to life is preparedness. You go to school to get the proper training so that you can get a job and employed and buy things and purchase things. You want to be prepared. Why is it that somehow
We have taken a laxed attitude when it comes to preparing for heaven. Why is it that we consider it something casual where if you get to heaven, you're going to be there a long time? So my advice to everyone is to be prepared. Be ready when that day comes. Preparation is the key to life. And certainly preparation is the key to heaven. Let us look at spiritual things. Let us see what's happening to the church. Nowadays, people are taking an attitude, well, you know, I don't take it seriously. I'm okay. I'm doing okay. I'm doing as good as that person over there. And I'm better than that person right there. But that's not the question. The question is, will you be ready? When I first got saved and came to Christ, the return of Jesus was something that was preached all the time. All the time. As a matter of fact, some that we heard, they said he could come at any minute. And this brings us into the text because here is Jesus in Matthew 22, and he says the kingdom of heaven is like. In other words, he's comparing God's kingdom with something that is an earthly event or an earthly custom that is being shared. So Jesus wants us to pay attention to what's being said because this applies to your life. Now he's using the custom of marriage. Got a wedding coming up this month. A lot of people get married in June and July, and they, you know, they have the ceremony. Now, wouldn't it be something if you received a wedding announcement and the first bad thing is you didn't show up? You just didn't. I don't like that boy. I don't like that girl no way. I ain't going. So you don't show up. That's what happened in this parable. As we look at this parable, we'll see a group of people who basically said to the king, I don't care if you do have a ceremony. We ain't coming. So let's deal with that. But I also want to deal with something else. There are those that were sent out, and because the first group didn't come, they said, well, I've fixed everything now. I want to make sure that now that we fixed all of this, that there are people at this wedding ceremony. Notice a couple other things here that's very interesting. The king is preparing the wedding for his son. The king, representing God, is preparing this wedding for his son, representing Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And he said, I'm not going to have a ceremony without some people present. First group said, we ain't coming. Matter of fact, they got so upset and so angry that they said, you know what? These messengers that keep coming and trying to interrupt our farming, trying to interrupt our business activity, you know what we're going to do? We're going to kill the messengers. So they slew the messengers according to the teachings of Jesus. Just kill them. You know, if you don't like the message, kill the messenger. But I'm telling you what, it's only the truth that's going to set us free, right? It's only when we know the truth. And there are a lot of people rejecting the messengers that say, hey, folks, get ready. Get ready. Now, I've got something real interesting I'm going to show you in just a minute. I can't wait to get there, but hold on just a little bit, and let's look at how this thing plays itself out. So the first group, they ignored the invitation. They said, you know what? We don't care. We're still not going to attend. So some ignored, some had other interests, some had things going on in life. Now, isn't that the same way, or isn't that the way that our society is now? If I can't find something, I don't care. Oh, did I tell you that going to this wedding, you didn't have to bring a gift? I know some of y'all say, cool. Going to this wedding, you don't have to bring food. It's not a covered dish event. You don't even have to buy the clothes. In the custom of that day, those who were wealthy, they would provide you with the garment. So those folks that ignored it didn't have to pay a thing for it, didn't have to wear anything because it would be provided, didn't have to give out anything. All they had to do was show up. I know some of you are saying by now, you know, Pastor, that's all that's involved with getting ready. I can do that. That's the whole point. There's not a lot of work that you put into it. God is the one that's doing the work. God is the one that's transforming you. Here's the point. To make sure that you get ready, He sent back the Holy Spirit. He sent His Spirit to work in your life and in my life so that when the trumpet sounds, when the call is made, you don't have any excuse. All you got to do is say, Lord, I'm ready. Say that with me, I'm ready. When you got up this morning and go to church, you had to put on your clothes, right? You had to make sure that you look good, smell good, and you were basically pleasing in the mirror. And hopefully your mirror didn't lie to you. But you came out today, and by the way, give yourselves a hand. You're looking good, looking good. You showed up for church. That's great. That's great. So you got ready. You got prepared. Now, some of you all, tomorrow morning, the clock is going to ring, and you're going to get up, and you're going to go to work because you're not. But guess who's not going to work tomorrow? Woo! The boy retired. I just had to put that in. Not a part of my notes, but had to put that in. I am retired. Somebody sent me an email from the office, and I sent them back. I am retired. I no longer do that. Will you be ready? That's the question. Will you be ready? The first group ignored. I don't care about this invitation. Started to kill the servants. And so the king sent out his army and destroyed them. Now we see the king coming back, and he says, that first group was not worthy. They rejected my invitation. I have rejected them. You don't want to be on God's reject list. You want to be on His welcome guest list. Here's the good news. Wow, I love to preach this. Ray, I love to preach this. Why? Because He opens it up. He says to His servants, everything is ready. Now, three invitations were sent out to this thing. Three invitations. One was the initial invitation saying there's going to be a wedding celebration. They gave you the date, but they did not give you the time. It may have happened in the morning. It may have happened in the evening. It may have happened, as in the parable of the virgins, it may have happened at midnight, and you had to be prepared. The second invitation was a reminder, okay? That's where preachers come in. We remind people, all right, I don't know what you plan on doing, but you better get ready for the big event. You better get prepared. You better get ready for it because it's going to happen. And that's where we come in. We're the messengers. We keep telling people, look, folks, get ready. Oh, I'm busy. Get ready. Oh, I got something to do. Get ready. I got my own agenda. Get ready. As T.D. Jakes said, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. That is the message. But the more we see the urgency of this event taking place, the less people take it seriously. They're not getting ready. And all God wants to do is to love us and invite us into His house to have a great time. You can't find a more gracious God than that. This text literally surprised me when I looked at what it said. He sent out His servants on that second and that third invitation. Now the servants are going out not to remind people, but now they're going out to say to them, today's the day. Today is the time where you've got to show up for the wedding. Here's the garment. Get ready. Now watch this. Watch this. Those servants went out, verse 10. into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found. Please read with me, both bad and good. Bad folk got in there. The thief on the cross, Reverend Givens, got in there. The prostitute got in there. Amen. The gambler, did he get in there? He got in there. The robber, the mugger, the murderer, they got in. How did they get in there? They had on the garment. They put the garment on, no matter what they did in the past. That's the thing I love about God. I'm about to shout up here. Doesn't matter what you have been in the past, as long as you got on the garment, you can get in. Look at somebody, tell them, I can get in. The drunk got in there. He stopped staggering. He got in there. Anybody that wanted to go, you could get in there. But only one thing that had to happen, you had to have the garment. So what have we talked about so far? We talked about the folk that didn't want to go in, the rejected, the ones who said, I ain't going in. So they rejected the invitation. But then now we're talking about the folks that got in because they had the right garment on. I wish I could preach the way I feel. Do you not know that when Christ comes into your life, as the old folks say, old things are passed away. And behold, are y'all going to shout with me? All things are become new. The old folks would say, I looked at my hands, Reverend Anderson. I looked at my hands and my hands was new. I looked at my feet and they were new. I'm a new creature. I'm a new creature now. How did I get to be a new creature? I got my garment on. I got the right clothes on. I can go in now. How many of y'all showed up for a big event and you were dressed wrong? You sat there and you looked all embarrassed. You tried to get over in a corner where nobody could see you because you were dressed all wrong. Now, let me tell you something here. Here's the other thing I like about God. He knew everybody that was on the guest list, knew every one of them by name. And usually when these high authorities and these kings and these governors and these rulers, when they have a party, when they throw a party, here's the way they do it, Joe. They'll have the announcement, somebody to stand up and read the card. We have from Evington, Virginia, Reverend and Mrs. Coleman. And the king would look from a distance and he would say, you can come on in. Not this king. Not this king. Some people talk about, well, when I get to heaven, St. Peter gonna meet me at the door. There ain't no scripture for that. That might be a good idea, but there ain't no scripture for that. According to this parable, the king came out and greeted every one of his guests. When you get to glory, amen. Mama might be there, and I'm gonna check out mama. Daddy might be there, I'm gonna check out daddy, but I wanna see Jesus. I want to see Jesus, the one who died for me. He will be there to greet you, and you don't have to tell him what you've been through because he went through it with you. Come on, shout somebody. You don't have to tell him about your storm because he knew all about your storm. Oh, yeah, but you made it, and that's what he's going to say. You made it. So the king is going out, and he's greeting all the guests out, and so all of a sudden, Jesse, what he sees is somebody ain't wearing the garment. Let me get this right. You were given the garment. Yes. They told you about this wedding. Yes. You didn't put the garment on. And the Bible says, Miss Kabler, he was speechless. He didn't have a word to say. He was speechless. Now, I don't want to get in anybody's business. But I got to tell you that if you got on your business garment and not the wedding garment, you're going to be in trouble. The other day, I used to wear a title, Brother Arnold. I wore a title and it said, President CEO. But come July the 1st, I was stripped of that title and I was glad. Are y'all in the house? June the 30th, I'm just signing stuff as the president and CEO. But on July 31st, I couldn't wear that joker because I was a free man. Lord have mercy, Jesus. When Christ comes in, he comes to set you free. And by the way, you're given the garment ahead of time. You can put it on when you get ready. I ain't hear nobody praying up in here. I said, you can put the garment on when you get ready. For instance, if I was a thief and I knew I was going to the wedding and I got tired of being a thief or I got convicted of being a thief, I'll just take off the thief garment. Put on the Jesus garment and I'm changed. The garment changes you. I said, the garment changes you. You no longer identify with the old you. You identify with the new you. Now, I'm going to talk about myself because I know me better than, no, except for my wife. She, pray for her. Put her on the prayer list. She don't know what retirement means. Well, okay, let me, that's enough of that. I ain't getting no more rice pudding there for a month. Okay. But if you've been given the garment, which you have, because the question that the king asked when they came in here, did they not give you? He didn't ask the question, did they give you a garment? He said, how did you get in here without the garment? In other words, the garment was given to you before you got in there. I'm ready to preach now. Becky, I'm ready to preach now. The garment is given to you by the messenger. All the messenger has to tell you if you want Jesus. Or as the old preacher said, anybody need Jesus? And all you would say, yes, and God would come in his Shekinah glory and robe you in that brand new likeness of Jesus Christ. Are y'all still in the building? My wife get mad at me because when I go to the store, I don't leave with the old clothes on. I come out with the new clothes. Yes, you paid for it. Why are you? Well, I'm going to save this for another. No, 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 no. It's time to get dressed up now. If I got a new suit, you think I'm going to walk out of those folks' store after I done paid for it? Now, when we used to get stuff on layaway, you couldn't put it on until you got it anyway. But now you can put that thing on. Yes, Lord, somebody. And what is God saying to us? God says, when I give you the garment, put it on. I'm going to step on somebody's toes, but I don't care. Well, I do care because I love you. There are folk wearing a whole lot of labels. Gang members. Gang members. Putting on the clothes of a gang. I'm this gang. I'm that gang. You got gangs up here in Lynchburg. I'm a little thugs. Trying to be bad. But if you put that garment on, there are expectations. People not even knowing what identity they are. What are you? I'm neither he or she. Oh, I stepped on somebody's toe. I'm sorry. I'm gay. You can be what you want to before the wedding. But when the wedding is set, you better change. Now, God ain't playing with us. A lot of folk act like God playing with me. He ain't playing with you. He warned you 3 times. Y'all get ready. Isn't that the subject? I'm stepping out the range of the camera. Lord have mercy. I'm going to stay right here, Jay. But he warns us. Get ready. Why would you want to step into his kingdom having on a garment that doesn't belong there. Now, in this life, you can make decisions. That's your thing as Isley Brothers. Go on, lead Isley Brothers until you get to the wedding. But when you get to the wedding, you better act like you want to put on his garment. Hell, y'all got married. I see you looking twisted at me behind that mask. Keep the mask on. I know you're mad at me, but I'm trying to get you into glory. You cannot go through this life picking and choosing what you want. When the king sends a messenger, believe that messenger. Put on the garment of righteousness that you might be able to walk in there and act like you belong there. I can belong there because I know that the man I met has changed my life. He's changed everything about me. Notice what it says in the Word of God, that the king, he came out, was greeting the guests, and he said to one that did not have on the wedding garment, he said to him, "How did you get in here without the wedding garment?" And he was speechless. But that's not the end of the matter. There are repercussions to you not obeying the authority of the king. Then the king said to his servants, "Bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him in the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Now let me get this straight now. Let me get this straight just so y'all know what I'm talking about. He didn't throw out the ones that had been bad, like me. He didn't throw them out, Al. He didn't throw them out. Just why? Because they had on the wedding garment. In other words, you ain't got to pay for no food at the wedding. You don't have to purchase anything. All you need to do is get right with God. Are y'all still here? I'm about to close this message because I'm out of time. But the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is that new creature. Now notice, it is in Christ. What better garment could you wear to the wedding of the Son other than being dressed just like the Son? Are y'all here? I used to have an uncle that I liked to dress like him. He was a cool guy. But then when I had a brother whose name was Jesus, I said, you know what? I want to walk like him. I want to talk like him. I want to live like him. I'd already done enough of what I wanted to do. I wanted to turn it over to Jesus and let him lead me. That's my invitation to you. Will you turn it over to the Lord and let him lead you? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6 and 11. Amen. It says in 1 Corinthians 6 and 11. Before that verse, he lists a whole bunch of things where people have been doing. A whole bunch of lifestyle that you've been living. Are y'all here? Because that's why I get upset when folks in the church want to criticize other folk because, well, who they think they are coming up in, as long as they got on the wedding garment. As long as they got it right with God. Doesn't matter where they come from. What matters is where they're going. Are y'all still here? Paul says in 1 Corinthians, "And such were some of you, but you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God." In other words, the Spirit has come in and got you ready so that you could put on that garment of righteousness, that garment of praise, and you can honor God because the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting. Amen. Wear the garment. Wear it like you know the Lord. You don't want to be thrown out of the party. You don't want to be thrown out of the celebration. That's why we ask you, get ready. Get ready. Jesus says, and I close with this, in John 17 and verse 22. Amen. Look at somebody, tell them, "I'm going to be looking good." Look at somebody else, tell them, "I'm going to be looking good." John 17 and verse 22. Here's what Jesus is praying. You say, what kind of garment will we be wearing? Here's the one. John 17 verse 22. "Father, the glory which you gave me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one." And in 1 John, it says, it does not appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, I'm going to pause right there. When he shall appear, we, those who have lived past lives that have been jacked up, as the folks say, you've been tore up from the floor. Those that have lived raggedy lives because of Jesus Christ, when he appears, you're going to look just like him. And you know what the king going to say? Come on in here. Come on in here. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Folks, you can change. Don't let anybody tell you you can't change because God can change you. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but then I put on the garment. And now I'm free. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. I'm ready for the wedding. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the wedding. What about you? What about you? Little song written by Curtis Mayfield. Many, many years ago, in a Chicago church he used to sing in. I don't know whether that was his inspiration, but I used to listen to this group, Brother Bolden, called The Impressions. The Impressions, and this song impressed me. It simply says, people get ready. This ain't no joke. Get ready. You don't know when your number gonna be called. Got to get ready. People get ready. There's a train a-coming. Don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel humming. Don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. Say, I believe. I believe. I believe. Come on, y'all can say, I believe. Yes, I believe. Listen. People get ready. There's a train to Jordan. It's picking up passengers from coast to coast. Yes, it is. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board them. There's still hope among the loved ones the most. I believe. Oh, I believe. Do you believe today? I believe. Oh, yes, I believe. Listen. There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner, 'cause there's no hiding place against the kingdom throne. I believe. Come on, stand on your feet. I believe. Oh, I believe. Yes, I believe. Say it again. I believe. I believe. Oh, yes, I believe. I believe. Oh, yes, I believe. Want to give the invitation right here. Maybe there's someone who's not ready. You can say, preacher, I want to give my life to God. He will give you a new garment. He will change your life. The thing I like about it, the king had in his kingdom folks that had done bad. They had done good, but none of them got them into glory. Nothing but that garment. And as Brother Al Green said, none but the righteous. None but the righteous. Invitation is given. None but the righteous shall see Miss Campbell, this is the way they used to sing it. I know I've got me. Yes, sir. I know I got it. I know I've got. Come on, shout if you got it. Know I got it. I know I got it. Oh, yes, I do. Yes. And if you don't have it, hear what they say. Oh, yeah. Take me to the water. Come on, y'all know it. Going back old school now. Take me to the... Come on, Reverend Fred, dismiss us and we'll get out of here.
And eternal God, Father, once again, we thank you for allowing us to assemble once again in your house of worship. And Lord, as we prepare now to leave this place, but never your presence, we ask that you go before us and prepare the way. Lord, we thank you for the message today. We thank you for the messenger. We ask that your grace and your mercy will keep us until we meet again. For it's in the blessed name of Jesus Christ and all the saints of God say, amen. Amen. Bless you.